Good morning. For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Open enrollment for the new health exchange marketplace starts tomorrow, October 1st, and Utahns will have a variety of options for health insurance. Among the choices is a new insurance provider called Arches Health Plan. Arches is a nonprofit cooperative governed by its members. With me in studio is the CEO, Lynn Baker, who has a long history with healthcare in Utah. He was founder and executive of the state's public employees health program for more than three decades. So, Lynn, tell me about this concept of a nonprofit cooperative. What does that mean in practice?
The public option for citizens of the United States was rather controversial. The Democrats wanted that as a carrier that would compete against the private sector. And, of course, the Republican Party didn't want that to happen. So the co-ops are actually a compromise between the two parties. So the co-op, as you mentioned, a not-for-profit, member-governed carrier to compete in the exchange with other private carriers.
And what does that mean when you're the consumer, the one who's buying the insurance? How does that affect the product that you get?
I think it's important to understand that the incentives are different. The carriers are no longer trying to please shareholders, or they're not a carrier that's trying to fill hospital beds and maintain their margins. Now the incentive is to please, or if you will, benefit, provide value to the members. And the co-op, I think, is the best model to do that. So any savings we have accrues to the benefit of the members, not a shareholder.
So potentially lowers costs for consumers?
Over time, it'll definitely lower costs. We believe our administrative costs will be lower. And we believe because of some of the innovative models we are putting in place, provider networks, medical homes, centers of excellence will ultimately lower costs quite significantly.
Your plans will be offered on Utah's Small Business Exchange, Avenue H, and also offered on the new federal exchange in Utah for individuals. Who are your potential customers? Who are you hoping to serve?
We're focusing on two populations, the uninsured population. We're working with the community health centers to help those people that do not have insurance to have insurance. We're outreaching to the Indian tribal communities, to the Latino communities, people that traditionally have not had insurance. We're also addressing the small employer market. I think many small employers will find that their employees are better off going to the exchange and getting subsidies. And when that happens, not only will their employees save money, but the small employer themselves will save money.
And that's through tax incentives?
That's through the tax incentives that will be provided through the exchanges. When you think about it, there's not many Americans that could afford coverage if they did not have some kind of assistance from their employer, or in this case, from the government. So if we're going to insure 40 million Americans and 400,000 Utahns, the only way we're going to be able to do that is to provide assistance to them to help cover their premiums.
Now, I know Arches is a nonprofit, but you still have to be viable, stay in the black to continue to operate. What do you need to do as an organization to succeed? Do you have a target for how many people you'll need to enroll?
Our target is 20,000. We're hopeful that we'll do much better than that because obviously the more members we have, the more leverage we have with the medical community. When we go out and set up our medical homes, when we set up centers of excellence, it's going to provide our members with the kind of information they need when they select their care. That transparency that's missing in the marketplace today, that is knowing what something costs before you buy it, a novel idea if you have competition effective. That's the direction we're moving in for our members.
So there's a lot changing in the health insurance marketplace right now. Starting in January next year, everyone will be required to have health insurance. Some people are saying this is going to be a disaster. Some are hopeful that health care will be reformed for the better. And some people say they just don't know very much about the change that's coming. What do you see coming in the next year?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is what you just mentioned, and that is it's very complex, very complicated. And as we've talked to people, we find out there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of myths out there. And so we're focused on educating the population through brokers, through online services, through our commercials, to help them understand how this will benefit them. And I think especially when small employers understand the value of the Affordable Care Act, they're going to be pleased, where now there's just a lot of fear about how it's going to impact them.
Lynn Baker is the CEO of Arches Health Plan, a new nonprofit insurance provider in Utah. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.